B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
Now.
Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Let's go to your phones, as promised. Let's go to Chris, who's in Boston on NFL and streaming sports. NFL games out of market.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, so for the past few years I've been doing this. I don't have cable or DirecTV or anything. You can't sign up right now. They like it'll offer closer to the year. You just go to sundayticket.tv or whatever it is. And you can sign up. It's like $300 for the whole season or $350 with Red Zone. But if you, I don't know if you guys have any kids with in college. If you have a college ID, it's $100 and you get everything.
Ooh, that's me.
Ooh, Zoe has that.
Ooh, I'd like just to give me the illegal websites. Just go to those.
Beetle knows a guy that has a podcast that's in college.
Oh, yeah. Where you proclaimed your love for Hardy.
No, several of those people, all of our former interns at podcasts.
Yes. They're so good at
what is up? How is everyone today? Thank you for joining me on my podcast.
That's what we need. How are you? Hey, what is going on?
Do I need to start, when we get interns back in the building, do I need to start taking a copy of their college ID?
Yes. Can I have
as part of their interview?
Yes.
Need you to prove that you're in college for this internship because it's only for college credit. Can I see your college ID, please? Yes. Yep. I think that's a good idea.
Just out of curiosity, would you be willing to change your address on a temporary basis just for 3 months?
I still have my UMass college ID somewhere. Do you think I could just send them that?
Sure you do. I'm surprised you didn't frame it.
Why would I frame it?
Because you're like Mr. UMass.
Yeah, you are.
You get it. Yeah, I mean, it's L UMass. UMass this, UMass that.
Yeah, the other thing I got framed is my diploma on the
UMass,
wall.
Guys.
Here, I graduated.
Yeah.
I put it on the wall.
Did you really?
I did.
Oh.
Yeah, speaking of interns, that Nate kid too, man. Like, I am so intrigued by him. We've never had an intern that could care less about the situation he was in, that just wore the same thing every day and was just the same person. Just, how do you do that in life, man? Just show up and I'm just going to be me, man. Like, whatever. Okay. Haha, you guys think you're funny, but you're not. But I'm Nate. This is me. Hardy, you want a good movie? Joker. Yeah.
So, do you still remember your student ID number?
Yeah.
Yeah, so do I.
I just had this conversation the other day. I do. I remember mine.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yep.
I think it's like 8 digits.
Let's see. One,
yeah, it's 8 digits.
Yeah, mine is 8 digits also.
Yep. I like how we're not saying it as if someone's going to steal it and use it for something.
I'm going to steal like Hardy's identity from 1992 in East Lansing.
Doug is in the truck. Doug.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
They're really good.
How are you?
Long time, first time. Great.
Thanks, Doug.
Hey, this whole homeschooling on snow days, awful idea.
Why?
Terrible idea. My wife is not a school teacher. I'm lucky. My wife is a stay-at-home mom, but there's a lot of kids that haven't done any homeschooling since this all ended because they don't have the capabilities. To me, it's like if a landscaper can't make it to my house on a rainy day, do I mow the grass for him?
No.
I'm not sure I exactly follow the analogy, but Doug, let me ask you this.
You shouldn't do that anyway. It's bad for the mower. It's bad for the blades.
That's how you get fungus.
I would say this to Doug and to you guys. Do you think this is going to be a real day of learning, or is this going to be wink and a nod?
Wink and a nod.
No day learning.
I'll take a wink and a nod. He's right, though. There was the report in the Globe was that one out of five Boston public school students hadn't done a thing. in terms of homeschooling.
Well, it's optional
during this time. It's not optional. It is 100% not optional.
Ours is optional.
It's not optional. What are you talking about optional? It's not optional. If they are doing remote learning right now, it is not an option. You have to do
optional.
It. What?
It was termed optional.
It's not.
Our kid did it, but I mean, you don't have to do it. It's optional.
I'm very surprised. I can
pull up the emails for you and send them to you.
Yeah, Hardy, I don't know that there's, you know, a lot of systems have gone to pass-fail grading, and I don't think they're holding it against the kids that have been unable to access the online learning.
Yes, but
I know that some districts that have the resources were able to distribute Chromebooks. I know that Xfinity was really good about providing free internet during all of this. Xfinity did a great job of providing people with free Wi-Fi. So for this purpose, but that still doesn't mean everybody got on board. And I don't think it's been held against anybody that couldn't.
There's a difference between optional and not having consequences if you don't do it. You understand what I'm saying? Like going to school up until the age of whatever it is, whatever the law is now, you have to be 16 before you can drop out. That's not optional. You have to get some kind of schooling until a certain age, or if you're going to graduate super early, you have to complete a certain number of years or a certain number of courses. That's not optional. Now, is everyone held to the same standard? No. Some kids are passed for a lot of different reasons, not all of them good. But this hasn't supposed to – I don't know of any public school system, at least in this state, that said, all right, we're just going to not have any more schools starting from the beginning of March for the rest of the year, that no school that you attend or do anything. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to log on. You don't have to check in. It's all optional, and everybody passes. They've come out and said it like that?
In Zoe's district, they have.
Good God. I mean,
but again, that's a very serious discussion. Do you think these are going to be real school days or not?
No.
No.
Absolutely
no.
not. No. Like these aren't.
It's a way to be able to say you had the school day to not have to make it up later on. Wink and a nod. That's what it is.
Yeah, great. Let's do it.
Remote learning.
Yes. Just get the days in. Just get the days in.
And maybe as a consequence, those last few days of school actually have to be like days of school. And you know that the last couple aren't going to be
You're
anyway.
Not watching movies but and in, yeah, field day.
In some places, like the whole last day. Yeah, the whole last week is one big screw-off.
That's a good trade-off, Hardy. I like
you
that.
My yearbook? Yes. You signed my yearbook.
Listen, you're going to get some of those not-so-serious days in the middle of February. But at the end of the year, we're going to have to actually do school until the end.
Right.
Have real tests, real finals.
Zach in Milford has a request for Hardy. Zach, what do you have? What kind of audio are you looking for?
Hardy, I'm looking for that audio from Saturday that was on your show that you told me yesterday you're not going to go back in the record books for.
We already told you how to get it, Zach.
Requested
you
buy on Cameo.
You're going to buy a Cameo from Hardy, and Hardy will you take care
one,
of that for you.
You can buy one from me, Zach, and I could get that information flying here.
All right, 617-779-0985. We'll get to more of your calls, but also some guidance being put out by the New York City Department of Health. I'm not sure how much of this we can even say on the air, but we're going to try to do it next.
Well, we're a news station. We need to do that. Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Hey!
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I feel like this could be mashed up with just the two of us. You may have discovered one there, Zoe. Hey, Zoe, did you look over the educational materials I sent along from the New York City Department of Department of Health?
Yeah.
Hardy, you read this as well, right?
Yeah. Well, they are. Hey, New York is technically the epicenter, right, of all of this. That's the ground zero.
So with that, they felt it was probably necessary to issue some guidance about
go ahead.
What? What were you going to say?
Nothing. Careful here. Go ahead.
New York City Health Department, safer sex.
Yes.
And COVID-19.
Yes, that is the name of the release from the New York City Department of Health.
So to speak.
So you could get COVID from fingers and transmit the disease.
Wow,
right?
Jump right in, dude.
Money. Okay,
this is why we had this long conversation before the show today as to whether or not we'd be able to do this topic. And we said, yes, we can do this. We can handle this.
When you go in shopping and you come back in your house, you spray your shoes because you could have brought it from the floor. You could take your gloves off. Watch how you touch your mask because that's where, you know, you transmit it by touching yourself on the face. You take it off and you're ready to have sex. So you got a mask on. You wash your hands. And did you wash other parts?
Let's read the opening paragraph, though, shall we?
That's better. Sure. That's a better idea.
The guidance that has been issued says all New Yorkers should stay home as much as possible and minimize contact with others to reduce the spread of COVID-19.
Yep.
Watch rabbit movies. Yes. Go ahead.
New York has been a little bit slower to get up and running because they had so many cases and they're so living in such close confined areas, and they've been hit pretty hard by COVID-19. This goes on to say, sex is a normal part of life and should always be with the consent of all parties.
Testify.
Does that feel like something we need guidance on? I guess they feel that.
Well, it's just a preamble. It's just the preamble to the good stuff.
Say everybody says yes, we're going to do this. Because you don't want somebody saying no, and then you get into...
And then they add on, and always use a safe word. This document
orange
offers strategies to reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19 during sex.
Drapes.
Decisions about sex and sexuality need to be balanced with personal and public health.
Good advice so far.
During this extended public health emergency, people will and should have sex. Consider using harm reduction strategies to reduce the risk to yourself, your partners, and our communities.
Okay, good. What do we do?
And now I don't know what to read.
Okay, well, you have to know how it spreads, okay?
Right, of course.
Through saliva, mucus, or breath of people with COVID-19.
Hey, smell my breath.
Okay, so we knew that was a thing.
Wow, it got really dark outside.
Beetle, you look like you're like in a...
Do you see how dark it just got in here?
Oh, yeah.
Beetle looks like he's in a Blair Witch Project.
Keep talking. I'm trying to get a light on in here. Oh, my God. Yes. Are we about to get hit with a monsoon?
It says...
It's black here, man. It's black here.
Again, from the New York City Health Department, we still have a lot to learn about COVID-19 and sex. The virus has been found in the...
What's it been found in?
In the semen and feces of people with COVID-19.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that's not good. Two girls, one cup is out.
Stop. See, this is why... Never mind.
What did you say?
Nope. Now we're not going to do it.
You can't say that side thing we did, too.
Well, I didn't say anything. What did I say that we can't say?
There's two words. Like, a body part, you can't say side something.
We haven't said anything like that. We haven't said anything
above,
like that.
Part of the body above the shoulders.
They don't can't know if it can be spread through a couple of forms of sex that they mention here.
Like what?
Which are?
No. And we know that other coronaviruses do not easily spread through sex. This means sex is not likely a common way that COVID-19 spreads.
Good. Okay. All right. That's good news.
All right. So that's knowing how it spreads, and then they get into what you should do.
What should you do after something happens, and like, you know what I mean? And how should you discard of something so you don't transmit more stuff?
You just
maybe we should hit the bullet points.
All right. Well, who is your safe? Well, it's a quiz. Zoe, who is your safest sex partner according to the New York City? Nope, incorrect.
What are you talking about?
According to the New York City Health Department, you are your safest sex partner.
What if I get COVID over my hands?
So just turn your mic off while Hardy reads this, because I'm going to do that, because I'm going to lose it if he reads this.
I'm going to change a couple of words. Self-gratification will not spread COVID-19, especially if you wash your hands and any other devices with soap and water for at least 20 seconds before and after.
Okay, so
you clean that up nicely, dude.
Speak, without swearing, you could say salad tossing is okay.
And we got dumped. Yeah. So now you were right, Jim. You were right to bring it up. You were right to have the conversation with us before the show. What can I say? You were right. Jim was right. Hashtag Jim was right.
I love that Beetle muted himself mid-laugh.
I can't believe you just said that.
I can't believe it either.
That's
you complete
jackass.
Yes, it is. And don't say it again. Don't allude to what you said. Don't say it again.
You dropped him, didn't you, Jim?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I figured you did.
Yes.
I dropped him so quick I hit the button twice. 10 seconds got dropped.
Hey, to those of you on the stream and your smart speakers at home, congratulations. Wow. Do you think we could do an entire 4-hour show where we just pretend we're on the stream and T-Bone or Jim just have to sit there and hit the button for all 4 hours?
Be the greatest.
Got to wait
ever.
A few minutes to do it every time, though. Got to build back up.
Are we going to have Ben Coates on for 20 minutes or no? We wouldn't be able to do that.
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Here's another bullet point, and this is bad news for me and the recent addition to the Hardy compound. If two is company, then three is definitely a crowd. Large gatherings of any type are not safe during COVID-19. Limit the size of your guest list. I mean, we've been having key parties. We've been having,
Pineapple parties.
And it says go with a consistent sex partner and pick a larger, more open and well-ventilated space. I think this is like an orgy thing. I think this is the orgy bullet point section of the New York City public comp memo.
Is this their gentle way of saying no orgies? Orgies, got to put them on hold.
Large gatherings of any type. This is in a sex memo, and they say large gatherings of any type are not safe. Close contact with multiple people should be avoided. But if you decide to find a crowd, below are tips to reduce your risk. Why is this in the sex memo? Oh, because they're talking about an orgy.
This happens because Loth had wanted a hotel right by him last year. A full-blown one. Didn't you, Loth?
I have no idea.
Did you have your prom there or something? A long time ago?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. In Warwick. I thought there was a thing in Warwick.
No.
Okay.
Next bullet point. If you usually meet your sex partners online or make a living by having sex,
oh boy.
T-Bone, consider taking a break from in-person dates. That's what that says.
By the way, I learned that from watching the latest episode of Billions. Prostitute is no longer a word that's accepted.
Yes.
Sex worker.
Because it shames them. Sex worker.
Sex worker.
Yes.
So you're talking about someone who is a sex worker.
Yes.
Sex worker sounds dirtier. Like, oof.
It also gives guidance for if you decide to have sex outside your circle of contacts. To do contact tracing and closely monitor yourself for symptoms. Number three, having antibodies against the virus that causes COVID-19 or a prior positive test do not mean definite immunity. Use test results with caution in helping you make decisions about sex.
Should we skip over four altogether?
I think four is why we're here. In fact, Hardy,
number four
is why I had to send this to you guys. I couldn't believe it.
Okay.
I couldn't believe it, what they're advocating for in New York City. They're openly advocating for something. We'll do it next. You're in the headlines.
Oh, Sports Hub. This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, Peter. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go. Get to number four. Come on.
Number four.
Come on.
Again, this is sex and COVID-19. It's a memo from the New York City Department of Health.
For all
advising
you New Yorkers out there.
Advising citizens of New York City. The number four is this. To take care.
Don't do it.
During sex.
Read it.
Kissing can easily pass the virus. Avoid kissing anyone who is not part of your small circle of close contacts.
Okay. That's fine. Okay, I understand that one.
I can't read the next thing.
Well, it's a very important and informative announcement.
Nope.
Can't do it.
If someone came up to you and say, hey, you lost a lot of weight, you look quite slimming, it would sort of...
No.
Nope.
No.
We can't do, say, sounds
a certain
like...
A certain act could spread the virus because the virus could get into your system because...
You ever see that movie Rich Certainlieb always talks about?
That a part of your body on another part of another body, and we'll just leave it at that.
Yep. Yep. I would say, Zoe, what's your favorite type of salad? Is it Caesar salad?
No.
Is it garden
Caesar
salad?
Chase too just got
pasta
back to me.
Salad? You
Jimmy
know?
Stewart. Jimmy Stewart's having a Q&A, and I asked him, what does he like on his salad? He replied with feta cheese, cucumbers, tomatoes, onions.
Yeah. And we'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that.
You people.
Okay, and here we go. More from item number four. Wear a face covering or mask. Maybe it's your thing.
Pal, you just can't pick and choose which ones you read, buddy. This is we're here to provide a service for people out there listening as to how to prepare and make it through these tough times.
Well, we're all in this together. You have the document right in front of you. Go ahead and read it if you feel so
inclined. I
already
got dump lines. If I get dumped for saying what I got said dump for, then you definitely can't read this.
Wear a face covering or mask.
Yep.
Maybe it's your thing, maybe it's not. But during COVID-19, wearing a face covering that covers your nose and mouth is a good way to add a layer of protection during sex.
Maybe you want to wear a zip-up hood with a cape attached to the back of it. It's going to get crazy here, you know?
It says heavy breathing and panting can spread the virus further. And if you or your partner have COVID-19 and don't know it, a mask can help stop that spread.
Again, this is from the New York City Public Health Department.
Yeah, okay, officially from the New York City. You go to nyc.gov to get these guidelines.
Okay. Next bullet point, we can read this one.
We can, and this is the one that...
I agree with this.
I'm like, this is why we have to do this.
I agree with this.
Make it a little kinky, it says. Be creative with sexual positions and physical barriers.
Yep.
Like walls.
Yes.
Like walls that allow sexual contact while preventing close face-to-face contact.
So wait a minute. So they want you to put plexiglass between you and your lover.
Yeah, no, walls. They want a full-blown wall.
To the plexiglass? I mean,
that says nothing about seeing each other.
Like, do you
it says
like,
nothing
do you
about
like
seeing
apples?
Each other, Zoe.
Do you like apples?
I want me some glory hole.
Oh, the glory hole.
Now, what kind of walls are we talking about here? Because if we're talking about full-blown, framed-out, 2x4 studs with double blue board on either side, this is going to be an issue for me. Not everybody, and God bless you, but for me, that's going to absolutely cut down on the...
not for Milton.
On the amount of intimacy
that
goes on.
If he were still around, Milton would be
What'd
ready
you do?
To go.
Yeah, what'd you do out there at East Lansing? What's the time you guys got some of that old glory hole? Like Jerry Jones looking around.
Wow.
Give me some of that, he said.
They're advocating for that to make, I guess, a comeback.
Yeah. They want the glory hole to come back.
Yep.
Go watch it. Rent Porky's. What's his nickname, Meat?
They're also encouraging the use of condoms.
Oh, where does that? What does that
well,
say?
Well, and Hardy's always got one of those on anyway. He's ready to go.
Yeah.
Do you keep one in your wallet?
No, I wear one at all times.
He wear one.
It's just for
a day.
Hygiene purposes.
You skipped one. You said they want you to do something together.
Yeah.
Coordinated self gratification.
Get off together. Wow.
No, see. There you go again.
With masks.
Crossing that line.
What line?
The line.
Right here.
Yeah.
The line.
A little bit. A little bit you did. Should I mention what they mention along with condoms?
Sure, Beetle? Sure. Go ahead.
Condoms and dental dams can reduce contact with various...
Like a bridge in your teeth?
Have you ever known anyone who's ever used a dental dam?
No. No.
Diaphragm?
Not the same thing.
Did Gresh have what, a dam, dental dam in his teeth, Jim?
No, that's something else. That's a different thing.
The hell's a dental dam?
I will tell you.
I'm going to look
much
up.
Later. I will tell you after 2 o'clock.
Some other time. Some other time is when
this
you will learn
amazing.
That.
This is amazing.
Brian's in New Hampshire. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So, Zoe, you were talking about your kids not being required to do online learning. I actually teach in Lawrence, and it's 100% optional in our
Correct.
School district.
Correct. I can cite that in the state, in the public, yes.
And one of you guys, I forget who it is, mentioned in Boston there's 5% participation. I think I have about 15% of my 100 students doing anything, even logging on and not doing any work.
You only have 15% who are even logging on?
Yes, yeah. And we distributed devices and wireless hotspots to all the families that need it, too.
Wow.
So it's all in the name of equity, I guess. That's what we're being told is we can't force everybody to do it if there's a few that can't.
Yeah, and it's also because it happened overnight, the need for it.
Yeah.
So now if there's time to plan for it, hopefully there's better access to it. But yeah, Zoe wasn't lying. Zoe wasn't lying. What are you laughing about?
He just found out what dental dams are. That's what I was afraid of.
You don't have to call me. Don't have to call me. You have to do. I learned something every day on the show, man. Yeah. I learned something every day. Jesus.
Do you know what we did not get to today?
What did we not get to?
Today is another anniversary.
Of what?
June 11th. Is it 1977? Is that the date there listed? A certain movie where they put dates up because it is somewhat factual retelling of a story of Henry Hill.
Today's the day of the spider scene, is it not?
No.
What is it?
Billy Batts.
Billy Batts going in. Who killed Billy? We should do a show poll. Who's most responsible for Billy's death?
I did that. I posted that earlier.
Hardy, you did it? That's where I saw it.
We should do a poll that's already been done by you today.
I already posted it. Who is most responsible for Billy Batts' death? I have four choices up there. Tommy, Jimmy, Billy himself, or Hendry.
Tommy.
Okay,
I'd vote Billy himself.
Then I thought about it. Like, Billy should have left a long time after it was just the three of them in the bar.
Listen.
Like, you don't got your people aren't there.
No,
to help
Billy
you.
Stepped over the line.
Which, everybody wants to say Tommy. Tommy,
show
them what are you doing.
What are you doing? You push it a little too far, you know, Billy?
We did tell him I don't shine shoes no more.
By a landslide, 52.3% of the vote. Billy himself.
Absolutely.
Second
place. Coming to him.
Second place, only 32.1% of the vote. Tommy, followed by Jimmy, who I still believe is mostly responsible for Spider's death. And then Henry, who is seen by most as just being a bystander, 4.2%. But
yeah.
Billy Batts himself is mostly responsible for his own death.
I didn't mean to get blood on your floor.
Yeah.
Oh, and apparently it's Henry Hill's birthday, someone pointed out.
Oh, June 11th, 1970 is the date we're celebrating today. So 50 years ago today, rest in peace, Billy Batts.
Real life Henry Hill was born June 11th, 1943.
Wow. Yep. They didn't mention that in the movie. You know,
we get a final check on the who to blame poll? I'm going to take a look at that right now.
We'll do it during takeaways.
We'll do that.
Have other things on this list to get to, too.
We're done with the list. If anyone needs more guidance, they need to go to nyc.gov to get it for themselves.
It's a good read.
It's interesting. All right, don't go anywhere.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right. It's time for today's takeaways on this Thursday, June 11th. It's brought to you by our good friends at Awake 180 Weight Loss. Summer's here. If you drop the weight the very first week, up to 8 pounds or more, they have free support for life. 6 local locations. Get on it, folks. We'll virtually coach you up at home. Check it out at awake180weightloss.com.
All right. Let's get to it.
Hey.
You want to update the poll first?
No, let's do the takeaway first.
All right.
Which will be us imitating T-Bone today.
Put it in my driveway.
All right. Sunday, get some Sunday.
Okay. All right.
Drink works again. Machine. I've drank before.
I enjoy beverages.
They help like to have four drinks, please.
All right. Together Sopranos. Okay, go. Drink.
I tried to put my gallon jug that I carry around with me at the gym under the Drink Works machine to fill it up with my protein drink.
A lot of creatine drink, please.
It would not fit. I had to move it over the edge of the counter. And
can I put that kale in the blender, please? With this. Keep it with you. Yeah. I like it. It feels so fun.
Protein pods for the Drink Works.
All right, let's check in on the poll.
I like how the steel cans keep.
All right, enough of that. To the polling we go. Let's get to the poll.
It's cold in the day, later in the day, too, in the sun.
How is my impression? Somehow it's Milton Waddams mixed with Dr. Evil a little bit?
Everything in here.
Yeah,
that's me?
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet.
That's pretty much it.
Okay. All right. Very good. Speaking of the polling numbers, let's give you an update on that. At least the final update on this show today. I'm sure Felger Maz will be addressing our poll later today. Here are the numbers. Tom Brady, 43.6%. Bill Belichick, 49.5%. Robert Kraft at 6.9%. These numbers are holding pretty steady. We've got 7,293 votes so far. So we're over the 7,000 vote mark. And there are plenty of tweets in response saying, no one's to blame. So, those are the options. We'll keep an eye on that.
Howard Jones.
How do you think Felger and Maz will address it today, Zoe? I imagine Felger will say, you know, the guys in the midday.
Oh, the midday show. Yeah. The midday show.
Yeah. The guys in the midday.
I kind of like this one, guys, because this is what they did here. They eliminated the easy out, which was, just tell them to move on. No, gun to the head. You got to pick one of three. One person.
You got anything that Maz will say about it? Any Maz words?
Well, what if it was time to move on? You know, and people genuinely feel that way, and why should they have that taken away from them? You know?
So you think they'll be critical of the poll?
It should be a voice for those people that feel that it was just time to move on. Look at Tito and Theo and them. Look at the Red Sox. When baseball was great. Yeah.
I'm waiting on Maz's take today on the Red Sox and their pick.
He didn't play no golf today. I know that. Pouring out there.
It wasn't pouring this morning.
Yeah, he may have gotten
it. Oh, yeah, it was raining this morning here.
Yeah. Oh, really? Didn't rain here.
That's no fun playing in the rain. You got a nice day to play the golf. It's miserable playing in the rain.
Gasper had texted earlier, and then he followed up with an email.
How?
With more about draft slots. He seems to be very defensive of Heim Bloom. I wonder if he's a source already or something.
Probably.
Like, what is this?
Yeah, they probably got a hold of a Kostig's kid, and then they got the Gasper. Yeah.
But he says the Red Sox have enough strategic cover to claim that cheaping out is part of the baseball plan, not just one to save money during the pandemic, which it could be, right? It absolutely could be the case where they're able to sign more prospects as a result of saving money in the first round. But again, that now becomes the horses and ponies argument.
Right.
Horses and ponies. Someone asked on Twitter what it was you said that got dropped, and I told them what it was.
Yeah.
Some people keep sending back an image of Christopher Maloney, who was in Law and Order, cop show. I know that those are all going to get canceled now, but I think it's funny. You should probably go look at it. So you should take a look. Maybe I'll just retweet that. I'll just retweet that right now. There you go. You can take a look at that and enjoy that. I don't even know what it's from.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
I think it's from Wet Hot American Summer. Have you ever seen that, Hardy?
No, and it's been recommended to me. I've just never watched it.
I don't remember that particular thing with the salad, but I do remember humping a fridge. I remember that was a big part of that. in his role in that. Yeah. Okay. Anything else we'd like to get off our chest before the day comes to a close here on Zolak and Bertrand?
No, my allergies are killing. How is your? Do you have pollen outside your house where you live? Like, do you have it like all over your cars, all over the driveway?
It turns your whole car green on some days.
So this rain today is the best thing for it because I heard this morning.
I have puddles of yellow on my driveway.
Well, the Boston area received something like a half an inch of rain over the last 28 days. So not only has the pollen not been washed away from surfaces, but it hasn't done anything like on the actual, you know, plants that produce the pollen to help like tamp it down also. So you've got all the pollen coming out at once, and there hasn't been any rain to speak of for weeks to wash it away. So this is the best thing that could happen right now.
It is supposed to be really high tomorrow and Saturday, though, the pollen, both the grass and the tree pollen.
Higher than what it is now.
Higher than what it was yesterday, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
But this will help.
This will help, but then it's going to come right back tomorrow. It's brutal. It's awful. My eyes burn.
Everything itches, man. I got a towel here that I just continually wipe my face with.
What do you do with that towel every day? People have wanted to know.
At the end of the show.
Yeah. The towel that you're constantly blowing your nose into and wiping your eyes and face with. Where does that towel go?
I throw it over there. In the bucket.
There's a bucket?
Laundry bucket. Laundry.
A laundry bucket?
Yeah.
Like a 5-gallon Home Depot Homer bucket?
No. It's one of those ones you get from, what's the name of the place? Home Source.
Is it a hamper?
Home Goods. Hamper. Home Goods hamper, big round one. Like it looks like a bucket, but it's like it's woven.
It's a laundry basket.
Laundry basket.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Yep. Okay. Very good. I think that just about does it here.
Friday tomorrow, boys.
Been done.
Yes, it is. See you then. Okay.
Nice.
Beetle, Friday? Hit the research on the COVID stuff. We're gonna need more segments tomorrow.
Yeah, Beetle.
What research?
Found
what?
A golden one today.
I did. You want me to go continue to hit my COVID research? That's the first COVID topic we've been able to have a good laugh about. All right, we'll do it all over again tomorrow.
Get some salad. I'll see you.
Yeah. Okay, so bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.